Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history.
Simulations showed that you could make it back to the airport.
Not possible. I felt it go.
From director Clint Eastwood, critics are calling it a triumph. Five stars.
Brace for impact.
What if I didn't get this wrong? What if I endangered the lives of all those passengers?
People call you a hero.
I don't feel like a hero.
Sully, Miracle on the Hudson. In cinemas December 2nd. Certificate 12A.
This is nice paper.
I know, mate, from work. Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of the Tottenham Way podcast. I'm Tom and I'm your host. No Dan Kilpatrick this week. Obviously, it's European week, so he's jet-setting off to Germany. He's already there. As with last time when he was in Russia, we're going to have a little break in the middle and he's going to give us a little update. So again, we might duplicate some of the information that he gives us, but who cares? Joining us, though, this week, or rejoining us, is Ollie and Jim. Hello, mate.
Hiya.
Mates.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, mate. I'm absolutely moist through at the moment.
It's a sweaty but wet day. You're going to Germany, aren't you?
Yeah,
Jim,
fly.
You're about to join Dan.
Yeah.
Are you planning on seeing him?
Yeah, I think we're going to meet for some schnitzel at some point.
Oh, very nice.
I fly bright and early tomorrow morning from Heathrow, so...
How many days are you doing?
Just tomorrow night, back on Wednesday.
Right. Youth hostel?
No, but I'm staying with my dad's paid for a nice little hotel for us, so that should be all right. Yeah.
Moneyed.
Yeah, moneyed. Well played.
Says posh boy.
Yeah, fair play. So just before we get started properly, we have moved platforms. So we are going to be on Audio Boom. If it's not this podcast, it's definitely going to be the next podcast. Basically, you know, you guys told us so many times how rubbish the sound was, and I think even people that came on were like, don't think he really picked us up very well. We had the Masons next door. We had all sorts of problems. And we agreed, and we didn't like it either, and we found it as unreliable as and frustrating as you guys. So we basically spoke to the guys at Audio Boom. They said, look, for an advert at the beginning and an advert at the end, which you may have heard at the beginning of this, they'll give us quite a nice little studio space, which is actually where we're recording now, and it's pretty nice, isn't it, boys?
It's very nice.
It's exciting. If you are missing the Mason's noise, we can pump it in afterwards. So if we ask, we'll just ask, if you're missing it, just let us know and we'll put it in afterwards and we'll just knock Audio Boom on the head, I presume. Just move back to the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do miss the pub a little bit in that sort of dive way.
Yeah, but tins. We've got tins
we
now.
We have got tins. It's a lot cheaper here. A lot cheaper here. Right, let's move on. Let's do some proper podcasting. So we had West Brom at the weekend, 1-1. Somebody made a really good point today that we should have just reused the stuff that we had last season after the 1-1 draws. We'll start with a question. Chris Leakes, at Mr. Chris Leakes. RE Saturday, disappointed at number of missed chances or happy at the character shown? Another tough game, wasn't it? And it's not one that I look forward to any season, but it's starting to become a little bit of a... Not hoodoo, it's not quite Chelsea yet, is it? But we've had 7 wins in 19 games against West Brom in the league, and that dates back to 2004, which I think was maybe one of the last times they got promoted. It's horrible, isn't it? I don't like it.
They have got that thing over us. I don't know what it is. They are party spoilers. After the City game, we were on such a high, and then Pulis ball came along and ruined it all for us.
I don't think it's... sorry to cut in on your first point of the pod, but I don't really think it's Pulis, because I think we've actually got quite a good record against
Pulis.
Correct,
Jim. We have got 7 wins in 15 games against Pulis in the league since he came.
I think
up
we've only lost against him three times. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Correct.
So I don't think it's Pulis, but it is quite aggravating because West Brom are probably the most insignificant club in the Premier League.
Yeah,
in its whole history. Yeah. Because what are they? They're nothing.
Well, they used to be have a bit of an identity with being a yo-yo club, but they don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, Pulis has made it. It must be so dull for them because at least they had fun like that. They went up, they went down. They had a good few seasons in the Championship where they're fighting for promotion coming up. Played good football under Tony Mowbray, but they are dull.
Mm.
So dull.
It's a match made in heaven, I think, isn't it? No, we're not going to turn into a West Brom podcast, but it's hard not to comment on how little there is to comment on there, isn't there? If Nasser Chadli is your flair player,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was just one of those games and you just kind of felt as the game wore on, it was going to turn sour. And lo and behold, Chadli pops up with a, you know, such
should
a
Lewis
dirty
have
goal
done
to receive, to concede, wasn't it?
Lloris had done better.
Should he?
Well, he made the first save, didn't he? And I think...
Because it kind of went into his body and he just sort of just pushed it out to Chadli.
Mm.
Maybe I'm probably being harsh.
I think he's hooked it, though. He's on the floor and he's hooked it away from the post. I think...
He's hit his knee and gone out.
I think he should be... He would be expecting someone to clean up.
Yeah, no one was.
Yeah, he had a lot of space at the back post, didn't he? And he hit it well.
Was a good hit. Was a very good hit. And I thought that was it. I thought we were going to have a proper job done on us. Expected that to be the end of things. But is it... Well, you know, Chris has asked in the question, is it show of character that we managed to come back with, what, 7 minutes to go when Chadli scored? And get down the other end, create another chance. Ali, who'd already missed two, maybe three of our best, certainly our best chance in the first half. So it was quite telling that somebody, you know, he's still only 19 and he's still learning and that, and he could have looked at that and gone, you know, I just sort of had the right arsehole with it. But he's not just scored. That's a hell of a finish.
His finish was beautiful.
Incredible, wasn't it?
I think the introduction of Son really made the difference because we're... You know, first time in the game, he had someone who was really prepared to run at them, and he showed a bit of composure in the box. Okay, it kind of luckily broke down, and Ali got the finish. But it was because we were out first time we got behind their fullbacks,
and that's what Sissoko should have been doing throughout the game, and he just wasn't. I mean, the jury's still out on Sissoko. I think he will be a good signing, but he's so inconsistent, which was the complaint that most Newcastle fans had against him, and he seems to be continuing that with us.
Still don't think he makes our best team, though. If everyone's fit, I don't think he makes our best team, Sissoko, yet.
Well, it's a toss-up between the two most hated players in our squad, probably, between him and Lamela.
We'll come on to that, but I think we should sort of talk about the performance as a whole, because we had 71% possession, 11 shots, 8 on target. Probably most of those were in the first half, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean... Second half just didn't seem to start until Adebayor got injured.
Mm.
You know, it was kind of 20 minutes of nothing.
Mm.
Just
well, Pulis said after the game that he worked us out, or they worked us out, but I think Pulis was probably the mastermind, for lack of a better term.
Well, it wasn't Darren Fletcher.
It certainly wasn't Darren Fletcher. No.
I mean, we should have put him to bed in the first half. That chance at Ali when he's one on one.
Does it concern you at all?
You're going to get games like that. It doesn't concern me because we were creating chances. If it was 0-0 and you know, we'd not had a shot on goal, that would be concerning.
We need to be more clinical because as long as we've been fairly good, we've had games like this, or two or three games like this a season where we absolutely hammer the opposition, but don't put it to bed. I mean, even against Sunderland this year, we hammered them 1-0.
Middlesbrough as well. We gave ourselves a rocky 20 minutes, though,
yeah, exactly,
didn't we?
And we need to, if we have designs on winning the league or even designs of challenging for the league, we need to be finishing these games. And to be honest, Foster, although he made quite a few decent saves, really only made one brilliant save, and that was with the last kick of the game, which was Eriksen's free kick.
No, I disagree.
Thought he made a save first half against Eriksen as well. I don't think Ali's were great saves.
Well,
you'd
expect him
it.
To make that one against Eriksen. Are you talking about the one from sort of the
first half? Yeah,
you'd expect him to.
I thought it was a really coming through some bodies and getting down low. I thought that was a really.
It was a good save, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
spectacular.
It was a Ben Davies strike in the first half as well, and that was a, you know, it was low and it was hard and.
Surprised he didn't die of shock. Ben Davies had a go.
I'd say that.
He's
going
to score a worldie one day.
He's been really unfortunate with a lot of chances he's had, and you just know one day one's going to fly in and he won't score again for 2-3 years, but it'll be great.
You'll be I was there for Ben Davis.
He was all right, Davis, I thought.
He was good. Yeah, I think the biggest problem with someone like Davis is that he isn't Danny Rose. And I think that's kind of the problem we've got with Janssen in a way, in that he's just not Harry
good
Kane.
Link.
There you go, segues. We might have moved platforms, but the segues are still alive. let's talk about Janssen, because there seems to be... There's a lot of itchy fingers around with Janssen at the moment. And a lot of people... Is that the phrase?
Sorry?
There's a lot of itchy fingers? Trigger fingers?
Trigger fingers, yeah. Itchy fingers.
Itchy fingers?
Yeah, okay.
Like, something like that.
Everyone seems a bit,
where have they been putting the itchy fingers?
Yeah, everyone seems a bit quick to be... I mean, Spurs fans, so we're quick to judge everyone anyway, or a lot of people are. But Janssen in particular, there seems to be this thing of... I think we're worried because we don't know how long Kane's going to be out, back in light training, but... We know that Janssen's the striker that we have in reserve, and it's not quite happening for him in terms of goal scoring. Well, it's not happening at all in terms of goal scoring.
I think it's coming. I mean, when you, it pains me to do it, but so many people on Twitter and the message boards are comparing him to Soldado, which I just think is totally unwarranted and unfair. Mm. When you look at his all-round play and how, I mean, against West Brom, he could have had 3 assists. If Ozil had done that, Arsenal fans would be...
He created the third most in the league.
Exactly.
And chances, apparently.
No, there was that opportunity that, well, I don't know if Lamella shot or he crossed it, but, you know, he laid it off really well.
Cross shot.
That's when it's nothing, isn't
it? Yeah.
But, you know, he really good link-up play. And I do think...
Ali was good.
He set up Ali, yeah.
But there weren't many opportunities for him to get a shot away. You know, he was playing with his back to goal, and that's the type of player he's going to be. But I think, you know, a guy his size, you know, traditional number nine sort of.
He really reminds me of Mark.
There was no crosses into the box. You know.
Viduka's the one that, for me, is the most obvious comparison. But what you saw Viduka do a lot was back into the box, and then he would make a bit of space for himself and have a go. And I feel like Janssen, particularly second half as well, he kind of ducked the challenge a little bit. As in the challenge of getting himself into goal-scoring positions. And I know we have to have a dynamic team, but Kane can drift wide and know that Ali or Son or any or Eriksen's going to be in the box if the ball goes in there. But I feel like with Janssen, he could play within the width of the 18-yard box and be so much more effective for us.
You got to remember, he's had, what, 6 games in the Premier League? Look how long it took Lamella to settle. It took Kane a little while to get going as well.
Yeah, no, I think
he's coming from Holland, where we've had some great players from Holland over the years in the UK.
No defenders.
Yapstam.
Did he come from Holland? Wait. But do you know what I mean? Like strikers, for me, strikers tend to do well in that league. Well, you find attackers coming over.
I mean, you've got both ends of the scale. You've got Bergkamp, Van Persie, Van Nistelrooy, and then you've got Alfonso Alves and Mateo Kejman. But I mean, I really like him. I think he knows his role, which is a squad player. He's not first choice, but I think he'll come good. And I think we're very lucky to have someone of his calibre happy to sit second fiddle to Harry Kane. Because don't forget, he starts at number 9 for Holland, who are one of the great footballing nations. They may not be the best team at the moment, but...
They know their onions.
Tough game as well, you know. West Brom set out to defend and, you know, they were running, sitting so deep. He didn't have any space to run in behind. So, really, the only option was for him to kind of play with his back to goal and then try and get people running off him.
Look, he wasn't...
And he did that, but...
He wasn't great in the second half, but then no one was.
No,
fair. I mean, I sort of half-jokingly made the point, but in the same way as Davis is a backup to Rose and Trippier's a backup to Walker, they're not the same player and you're not going to get the same thing out of them. But if you do have that guy that's happy to sit on the bench most games, he's got his opportunity because of the injury, obviously, and that's a very different set of circumstances. But even before then, I think the fact that he's still running, he's still putting himself about... You know, he's creating chances. I don't think Soldado created 4 chances in his entire career for us, let alone in one game or one half.
Nice bloke, though.
Yeah, nice bloke, but it was... I mean, he was rubbish for us, wasn't he? We had to let him go in the end. He was rubbish. I said we should probably talk about Sissoko as well. I thought it was his worst performance for us. Admittedly, small pool, but, I thought he was particularly bad in terms of his... distribution, or his crossing is the biggest problem. Because he gets himself into good positions, but there's nothing at the end of it.
Just blast it out of play.
It really is incredible, yeah.
I think part of that, and maybe we were going to touch on it, was that Walker didn't get forward that much. And quite often it was him up against the fullback and McLean. Mm. You know, and Walker didn't seem to overlap. Whereas you look on the left-hand side where Lamella, Davies was much more progressive in getting forward. And I think, you know, he was... they defending so deep, and he doesn't have that kind of initial acceleration. I think he's got a good top speed, but it takes not a quick first 5 yards. And so, I know he wasn't great. There were a couple of moments when one in particular where he rolled his man pretty well. And
yeah,
then,
but then that's it. He gets to the edge of the box and puts it in, and I think it. I don't think it even reached like the first. Well, it didn't get past the first man. It's the thing with West Brom. You've got to be, if you're going to do it, if you're going to cross, then you kind of need to be pinpoint, don't you? Because Johnny Evans and
we were very direct all game, though. I thought we played a lot more longer balls than we had in previous weeks.
Do you know why we brought Dembele on? That seemed like a strange sub at
the
time.
Came off
Lamella, wasn't
Lamella.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've half of me thinks that Lamella was having such a nightmare in the second half that it was not just a change of personnel but a change of shape, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I thought we sort of lost our shape when he came on, which is strange for Dembele, but it seemed to change the impetus a bit.
Well, didn't Eriksen go wider? And Ali and Sa, I don't know, I can't remember this. I don't think he did that much damage to us,
no,
really.
I just thought it was an odd sub at the time. Thought maybe it was crying out for the pace of Nkudu or someone like that.
Yeah, I am surprised Nkudu didn't come on, actually. But maybe he thought, away at West Brom, is this really where you want to play your second ever game?
Yeah, he's still getting up to speed, isn't he? And
yeah,
I think it called a game that called for more experience in that situation.
Mm. I thought Sun was good when he came on as well.
Yeah,
obviously created the goal, but well, had a hand in creating the goal. But it's just that he's on fire at the moment, isn't he? And he's going to go. He's going to start in Leverkusen, and he could tear him a new one, I think.
He's going back to his old club, isn't he?
Yeah,
I remember last time I went away in the Champions League was at Real Madrid, and Rafa van der Vaart was obviously going back, and he was playing like he was like the school captain and wanted to do everything. I remember he shot from a free kick about 40 yards out. So hopefully, but I don't think Son's going to get a particularly good reception, so I wonder how that will affect
really?
Him.
Really? Yeah. Why'd you say that?
Because of the way he left. He left in between the two playoffs for the Champions League. So they were 1-0 down to Lazio. And he just didn't turn up for an open training session, and he was in London having his medical for us.
Did we get him from Leverkusen?
Mm.
Yeah, that's yeah.
He's played for two German clubs though, isn't he? I thought we bought him from someone else.
We bought him from Leverkusen.
Yeah. Okay.
Rudi Völler was their technical director.
He still is. He still is. While I was doing my preparation yesterday, but we're not on the Leverkusen bit yet,
sorry,
Jim. Mate. Hold them horses back. Let's talk about Lamella. I thought it was quite a poor game from Lamella. What did you think, Ollie?
Yeah, well, he did struggle. He couldn't seem to beat his man, you know, with the ball at his feet. He didn't seem... And what he tends to... When he's on form, you know, he makes some very good forward passes and everything seemed to be backwards or sideways. You know, just seemed to want to cut back in on his left if he was on the right or you know, cut inside every time and seemed to just play it inside. I can't really recall him, you know, making a probing pass.
It is tough when you're playing against 10 defenders.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but he's usually quite a risky player. You know, he'll try something. And that's often why he gives the ball away so frequently in the final third. But at least he's having a go. And he just seemed to be playing within himself, I thought. And it was his worst game of the season that I've seen him in.
I think Lamella gets a lot of criticism.
Does he? Yeah, I've not seen anything. It's mostly positive.
Very sarcastic, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
I'll start again.
Sorry.
Lamella gets a lot of criticism. He does. Believe it or not. I think a lot of that stems from people still don't really understand what sort of player he's meant to be. I think he still suffers from the fact that he wears number 11. He came in when we sold Bale, who was a monster, an absolute world beater. He came in and people expected him to be the replacement for Bale, and he's just not that type of player. He's not. But I'll tell you what he is. He's a nasty bastard who will do anything for the team. He is so determined, so aggressive, and he sets the tempo of our press. He sets the tempo of our aggression.
Do you think that was missing on Saturday against West Brom? That what he does bring to the team, and I agree with you. I do think that he embodies what Pochettino wants to get out of the team. But do you think
it wasn't his best game? But we didn't need to press.
We
didn't need to press because they were sat so deep. So that sort of nullifies that aspect of his game. But people expect him to be... They think he's a flair player. And although he's got unbelievable skill and unbelievable talent, he's not a flair player. Yeah. He's...
I don't think he's got the same sort of repertoire as Eriksen, say. I find Eriksen a lot more of a finesse player. But
as Ollie says, Lamella will take risks and sometimes those risks will come off. Look at the Rabona goal. But he's also very... calm when under pressure, and he will never ever shy away, and that's why I love Lamella, because he will never shirk away, even if he's playing terribly. I can't remember who it was against. It was against some no mark team in the Europa League last year. He had the worst first half I think I've ever seen, but he never shied away from the ball, and he scored a wonderful goal in the second half where he just waited and waited and waited for the keeper to go down, similar to the goal he scored against Man City last season as well. And people were hammering him for the penalty miss. At least he's got the balls to stand up and take a penalty.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever level at him that he's... Because he, by now, a player who has had so much kind of scrutiny on him, and like you say, the bail, he was part of the Magnificent Seven and such... And he came in and he was injured, and he had AVB and Sherwood as managers, and then he had a second year under Poch where it was all very sort of, it was stop start, and it was in the team and out the team. Then he really showed his importance in the last season in a title pushing team, and over that time you'd think that another player could have broken. Like by the second year, I'm going back to Italy. You know, 22 million, we probably would have taken it as well. See you later. Thanks very much. Didn't work out. See you later. But he didn't, and he's not. I don't think he's ever really going to do that. And I think it would be. It's going to take a lot for us to not get rid of him. I don't mean it like that. But I think if we were to have a bid come in for him, I don't think Poch would be wanting to sell.
I think we're also in danger of over-egging how bad he was, because he wasn't. It wasn't like he was.
What do you mean?
An absolute disaster at West. No, West Brom at the weekend. You know, it wasn't. It wasn't atrocious. He just wasn't particularly effective. You know,
effective performance.
He didn't give the ball. He wasn't responsible for us conceding loads of goals. He didn't.
Someone tried to blame Toby's injury on him.
Yeah, I saw that.
How does that work?
Idiots, because they're
idiots. He gave the ball away. Well, supposedly he gave the ball away, and then the ball was put into the box. And then that's where Toby got his injury.
That's a bit like where Julio blamed Gerrard for... Julio blamed Ginola for not getting into the World Cup. Or Euro.
Except that was Gerrard Julio, who actually has like some credibility in opinion.
Fair point.
Not some knob from Twitter. You know who you are.
You mentioned the Alderweireld injury. We've got no update on it, and Dan may have one. Obviously, it's the press conference sort of time now. Dan's in Germany and probably going to be speaking, or a part of the press pack that's going to be speaking to Poch. He may have some update on Alderweireld, but at the moment, all we know is he left the field. Pochettino spoke to him pretty much immediately, and he said he was in a lot of pain. And then there's sort of things that have leaked over the last few hours and from Sunday. There's that picture of him playing Call of Duty or something like that.
I think the kids call it COD.
COD, yeah. and like Vertonghen's taking it, I think, and it's that day, if you know what I mean. It's after the game. It's got no. People are like, there's no crutches. He's not like sitting on it awkwardly. He's not got it in a brace and stuff. We don't know. We ain't got a clue. We've got no idea.
If you've got an injury though, and you're a professional sportsman, I know there's like people reading into it a bit too much. But if it was really bad, he'd have it elevated, you know, iced.
I guess.
You know.
Physio Ollie.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to move it if you get any sort of injury. Well, not a break, but like if you've got a muscular injury, you're supposed to move it straight away.
Thank you.
First thing you're supposed to do. See?
Yeah, see a doctor, folks, if you get injured. Don't listen to these two clowns.
Do listen to your doctors. But it's going to be a blow, isn't it? So the latest report I heard was something like it could be weeks, not months.
Yeah.
which is really pleasing. And it's kind of similar to Kane as well, isn't it? We've actually had a question, Nick Davison at NJD10 Happy. We've had a few injuries pop up already this season. Kane or Toby, who is going to be the most missed?
Well, we haven't missed Kane at all, really, have we?
Did on Saturday.
Yeah, I think we did on Saturday.
I know, I'm just like contradicting myself on Janssen, but I think it was the
first. Well, I think he scores two of the chances that we had.
Yeah. He creates goals out of nothing.
Yeah.
We haven't lost a game now.
But we don't know about Toby. We've never been... I don't think we've played a league game without him. Has he ever missed a league game?
I think he'd missed six minutes last...
Before we signed him, mate.
Yeah, I think he'd missed 6 minutes last season, that they said on commentary on my...
6 minutes?
Of football, league
That's
football
insane,
last season,
mate.
Yeah.
That is insane.
That is ridiculous. He's a machine,
isn't
he?
I'm not sure. It looks like Dyer's going to fill in for him.
Yeah,
fine.
Really?
Really?
You're pulling a face. Why? What would you... What's your alternative, and why not Dyer?
Oh, I don't have an alternative, but all I'm saying is I think it's going to affect us greatly having Dyer at centre back as opposed to Toby Alderweireld.
Yeah, of course, but then not having Kane and putting Janssen up. Janssen up front is the same.
Yeah,
I disagree.
If he's out, going to the question says who's going to be most missed? I think the answer is Toby Alderweireld, because him and Vertonghen and the whole defensive unit are fantastic. I like Dyer. I love Dyer. But I think he's a far better centre midfielder than he is a centre back.
Oh, I think he's a really good centre back.
He's a good centre back.
I think that's where he'll end up eventually anyway. Yeah, and I think Dyer is a great player. He'll walk into most Premier League teams as first choice centre half. I've got no worries. They're quite, in terms of kind of mould as well, they're not a million miles apart. Toby's got a few more years of experience, but they're both quite quick across the ground, good passes, passing, fairly decent in the air.
I do think it's important to remember as well that Pochettino will always say, you sign to train, and he said that about kind of new signings, but you do forget that we have the same philosophy that's been pumped into these players for 2.5 years, getting on for 2.5 years now. And if they have to slot in a certain place, you know, I don't really feel like... You know, Wimmer hardly played at all. Came in last season when Vertonghen was injured and was really good. And arguably, it's a bit of a shame that it looks to be coming at his career at Spurs seems to be coming to an end now. But
it's a weird one, that.
It is a weird one.
We don't know, do we? But there's obviously... Because he's just signed a 5-year contract.
Yeah,
it's weird.
All very strange. It's a bit Bentaleb, isn't it? So he did the same. But I just think I love Eric Dyer, and I think he's a better centre back than he is a centre mid. And I also think that at the moment, if Pochettino's saying we're going to play with one central defensive midfielder from now on, which he said after City, at the moment it's Wanyama, because he was terrific against West Brom again. I think we don't unsettle that, and I've got a feeling that Wanyama and Dembele, if we are going to achieve anything this season, that could be the pivotal thing in centre mid that we could be relying on. So I've got no real problem with Dyer slotting in at centre back. Gets him games. It could be worse. I mean, last season was still on the books. It could have been worse.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I think Carter Vickers. It is too early for Carter Vickers. And I think.
Yeah, I don't think he'll play Wimmer anyway, because he likes the left.
Yeah.
Wimmer will be Vertonghen's replacement, and I think Dyer or Carter Vickers will be Alderweireld.
Because they split, you don't want to be playing a right footed.
And I personally think that Wimmer doesn't make the bench because Davies is quite adept at playing the left sided centre back.
Mm.
So why he can take up two positions on the subs bench as opposed to Wimmer, who could only take Vertonghen's place, really.
Yep. No, totally agree. Nick, by the way, who asked the question, have you seen on Twitter, he's the one that ran something like 4 billion miles in a week. He's done a charity run, and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Craig,
that's it. And
that was,
he did kayaking.
Kayaking.
Yeah, and
I saw some of their blisters.
Oh,
mate, that was awe.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's
made me
a big
cringe.
Bloke. He looks like a big bloke, but I think I would like. It wouldn't surprise me if there was a few tears there. That's sore feet.
It's all right.
I think he's got a Just Giving page on his head. So.
Yeah, go check it out. We should tweet a link to it, actually, because he's been giving updates on Twitter for the last week or two, and it's
Craig
ridiculous.
Craig did one.
Some well-earned convalescence.
Walked last year, didn't he?
He did the walk. Didn't he walk from Liverpool to White Hart Lane?
For the North London derby, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Like, well, really.
I think Donna Cullen sorted him out a ticket as well, didn't they? The club.
Yeah, really good stuff. Like, we'll check it out. We will tweet a link to it because it's amazing. Right, we're going to have a little break now and we're going to listen to the dulcet tones of Dan Kilpatrick out in Germany. Like I say, he's going to give us a little bit of an update on how things are going out there. He's hopefully had the presser with Poch. If there's anything that's duplicated in the next 10 minutes afterwards,
don't care.
It's free, isn't it?
Hi, it's Dan. I'm here in Leverkusen in an Irish pub watching Liverpool versus Man United. There's loads of Spurs fans here, so apologies if you can't hear me. Just come out of Pochettino's press conference earlier. The big news is there is no news on Toby Alderweireld. He said that he's had a scan. He doesn't know if he'll be fit. He doesn't know when he'll be fit, but he's not travelled. Nor's Harry Kane. Nor's Kyle Walker. He's rested. I expect it'll be a tricky game. That's all from me. I can't hear myself think.
I can't believe he's upset Poch again.
I know. You know what? We didn't speak about this, but he met Poch in Russia in... what's the square?
Red Square.
He met him...
Named after the vodka.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact. He met Poch in there, and apparently he spoke to him, like, because Dan lived in Argentina for a bit, so he like spoke a bit of Argentine.
He's never mentioned it.
No, he doesn't. Actually, I don't think he's ever mentioned it on the pod.
He spoke Argentine, did he?
Argentine, that's the word, isn't it?
Spanish, mate.
Oh yeah, Spanish, probably Spanish. Yeah, but they were having like a chat in the square. It was all great. I mean, he hates Dan, but I'm sure he was nice to him. He was like, oh, he recognised me from the press conference. Oh, I bet he did.
Yeah,
he hates you. That's why. So thanks, Dan, for that little update.
See you tomorrow, mate.
Yeah, Jim's flying out there. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, mate.
Obviously you are, but you know what?
I've got a ticket now as well, so that's good.
That's always a bonus.
I didn't have a ticket until a couple of hours ago. But
really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is tight.
Over the odds?
No, face value, mate.
Oh, nice.
Wow, well played. Mm. I know nothing about the stadium or anything.
It's quite small, 30,000, I think it holds.
The Bay Arena.
Oh, it is, yeah. Is that the one where Paul Robinson took a goal kick and it hit the screen?
No.
Where was that?
That was Frankfurt.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Funny enough, when I went to Real Madrid, I booked a really late flight and had to go via Frankfurt, and I flew over that as I came into Frankfurt.
You really like that Real Madrid story, don't you?
Yeah, well, it was good, mate. But it worked with that. All right, mate.
Right, I'm gonna fact fan you here. So Leverkusen are 10th in the Bundesliga at the moment.
Shit.
Played 7, won 3, drawn 1, lost 3. Not lost at home though, which is, I guess, a little bit of an issue considering that's where we're going to be playing. 2 draws so far in Champions League: 2-2 with CSKA and 1-1 with Monaco. It's a bit of a must-win for them because, and I think I said this about CSKA, obviously we lost the first game against Monaco, but I felt that CSKA was we really dug out something.
It
there
would have been difficult to come back
really
from.
Really difficult, and I do think that they're going to see this as a similar one. If you've not won by your fourth match day in Champions League, generally you're going to be in a little bit of trouble, aren't you? They need to win this. Do you think that gives us a bit of an edge? Because I think we're better against teams that have to come out against us.
Yeah, I mean, European ties often go a certain way. You don't often get the full-blooded from the start, do you? Teams tend to, even we play at kind of a lower tempo.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about, really. But that's the way it seems to go. Like you said, they're not having a particularly good season. I'm going to pretend that I know an awful lot about them right now. But they beat Dortmund, Borussia Dortmund. And then they've lost to some teams that are kind of very mid-table, so they're obviously...
They've not won away from home, which I know it means nothing for this game, but they've got...
Brilliant.
They're that sort of team at the moment, and I do think...
They're quite a young team as well. I looked at their roster.
Okay.
Just, you know, because the one does, and I don't think really... I think they've got, like, maybe one player over 13, so...
Okay.
You know, not too dissimilar to the sort of age our players are at, so... that might be adding something to it, you know.
Yeah, bit of inexperience on both sides, I suppose, yeah.
But we're obviously going to play our stronger side, you'd imagine, given the selection
what
on...
What are we going to do? Are we...
Same team that played Cesca, minus Alderweireld, I'd expect.
What was that? What was our midfield? Wanyama, Eriksen, Ali, Son, Lamella?
Yeah.
I think. Mm. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't surprise me to see Son play up front. I think he's going to sort of bring him... I think he's going to bring him back in.
He was clearly rested with this game in mind.
Definitely.
Is Rose injured or was he just rested?
I think, again, it was rested with this game in mind.
Yeah.
We've mentioned before about the fullbacks don't tend to play... three games a week.
Did I imagine that Trippier played in Cesca?
He did.
He was all right, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll get...
I'd be surprised, but I think Trippier might play against Bournemouth, because I've got a feeling, didn't Trippier make his debut against Bournemouth last season?
He did.
For about 20 minutes.
Yeah, he came on late, didn't he? Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if...
I thought the first game he played, he gave away a penalty. Oh, that was in
that
Europe.
That was Carabag as well, Europe, yeah. I think it wouldn't surprise me if he starts against Bournemouth at all. Mm.
Obviously Walker... obviously needs to be managed quite carefully, I think.
So if we start him on Tuesday against Leverkusen, and then we've got Rose on the other side, we're kind of going balls out there, aren't we? I feel like we can, if we win, we've got a chance to put this group to bed against Leverkusen at Wembley in 2 or 3 weeks' time. So there's a big carrot there, isn't there? It's quite a... quite an incentive for us to go out there. Poch wants to win every game, but
you just know Chicharito is going to score, though, don't you?
Well, let me tell you, Jim. He has scored 8 goals so far this season, 6 of them in the league. So I don't know if the other two have come in Champions League. Didn't look that far into it, but still, he's on a bit of a hot streak. 6 goals in 10 games in the league.
Not too bad,
is it? Really? Do you have any memories of Hernandez playing against us?
No.
I mean, he was always kind of touted as one of these players that was like the height of Jim that scored lots of headers. And
oh,
same haircut.
Fair. Yeah, fair. I don't really remember him. I'm surprised they sold him.
It was always similar to Defoe in that he would always come up with a goal. He didn't do an awful lot else.
He was a pain to play against, wasn't he? Like everyone always said that. He was like kind of... just didn't stop running, so I suppose he was sort of prototype Lamella in a way.
I think if we're going in hot favourites, surely.
I wouldn't say hot favourites. I think we might have the edge, but I don't think we're hot favourites. They've got a good home record, you know. They've picked up their points.
We've got some very good players as well. And I wonder if Dembele might start. You know, he's obviously fit enough to be on the bench. He got, what was it?
I think he didn't start against West Brom again, like Rose.
25
like,
minutes on Saturday,
I think he's fine.
If he starts, you know, whatever, if we go for the 4-1, 4-1 formation, him alongside Ali, maybe Eriksen.
I think if Son goes up front, then we're likely to have Lamella and Sissoko.
And then
probably if it's Dembele and Wanyama. Eriksen in there, I guess. It's quite tough. It's a nice position to be in, obviously, to be able to say we don't know who's our best starting 11 and stuff, but I do feel like with Sissoko and Lamella in the kind of form they're in, and I know, I appreciate, you know, Jim, what you were saying about Lamella won't stop, doesn't matter what position we're in, he won't stop running, he won't stop pressing, but he's in bad form. There's no real, I don't think there's any two ways about it. He's probably in his worst form since Pochettino came in. Well, certainly since the beginning of the last season. So I think you can make a case for him, but if you have to shoehorn Sissoko in at the moment...
I don't think he's been any worse than some other players who started the season poorly. Like, I mean, Kane was very poor at the beginning
Eriksen
of the season.
Was terrible.
So was Eriksen. So was Ali. I mean, they're coming back into form.
But this will be our 12th game of the season.
Ish, yeah.
About that... Without, you know, we've got to be serious about this. We can't just be expecting everyone to be at full vim right away. It's still very early in the season. You know, before Kane got injured, I know he got the goal that day, but he was pretty poor again. I know we've missed him. He's not hit the heights. Ali's really just started coming into form. Eriksen's also has just started coming into form. I wonder if that's to do with his new position. Seems to be playing a lot more centrally, a bit deeper.
Definitely. Yeah, the 4-1-4-1 certainly seems to be... It seems to be accommodating Eriksen like really well. And Ali as well. I don't think Ali's playing as part of the two, which was a big problem for us. I don't think he could play.
He was terrible against Monaco.
Monaco, yeah. And to be fair, Eriksson was as well.
I didn't think Ali was terrible against Monaco.
No, defensively. Going forward, he was very good, but defensively he was poor.
Well, I think that's the thing. You can't play Eriksson or Ali in the kind of holding two, can you? But with if you've got Wanyama and Dembele...
I don't think you can with Dier. I think you can with Wanyama. I think Dier's still raw enough in that position to not be able to kind of accommodate someone who isn't Dembele. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
that
Dembele's so experienced at playing deep now and playing really well from deep. And so much of our good work goes through him from kind of the centre circle, you know. And I think
let's just hope we get the Dembele of last year back and not the Dembele of the three seasons before.
We did see a bit of it on
there was one bit where he just fantastic.
Dembele is really excellent at beating his man with the ball at his feet. He can drop a shoulder and just he's got such a low centre of gravity and get away from them that he can turn their team, you know, running towards their own goal very quickly.
Well, I think what the problem was in the you mentioned it, Jim, the three seasons before. I don't think he had anyone in front of him that could do anything good. You know, I've been wrong about Dembele. I wanted him to fuck off at the beginning of the last season, and I did. I wanted him to sign for Sunderland, I think, didn't you? Well, we all knew how good he was, but we never really saw it. And it wasn't until we played with someone who was a dedicated central defensive midfielder, and he didn't have to pick out.
To be fair, I mean, I've said this before. But him and Sandro were a fantastic centre midfield pairing.
There's no doubt about that. But
and then Sandro died.
Well, yeah, and Dembele got injured as well. He had the hip injury for quite a while. Mm. But then I saw us having that thing of moving on as a team, and that's put pay to quite a few of our players that have been in the team and then dropped out for whatever reason. Bentaleb, Mason, you know, they all drop out. And then they don't never come back because there's just no place for them once we've sort of, you know, gone beyond what they maybe can offer us. And with Dembele, he kind of came back in at the beginning of the last season, or he was on right wing, wasn't he?
He started right wing against United, and he's, I mean, that's quite a testament to him. To he's, you know, been through a few managers now and a few different positions, and it's only now that we're really kind of seeing the very best of last season, especially.
It was AVB that signed him to replace Modric, wasn't it?
Well, he signed him. I don't think it was specifically to do a like-for-like for Modric because he obviously wanted Moutinho to do that. But I think it was, he eventually took that deep-line role. And he was good with Sandro, but I do think...
Not this good.
Not this good, but we were very difficult to break down. Mm. Very difficult.
Yeah. We need to move on. What do you think about Leverkusen before we move on to Bournemouth?
Well, it's in Germany, and I think we'll beat them.
Fair enough.
1-1.
1-1? You're going all that way for a 1-1?
Steins, isn't it? Steins and Schnitzel, mate.
Oh, I love Germany.
Currywurst. So I'm well up for some currywurst. Yeah. Frikadellen. Going to eat everything.
Germany's wicked. Anyway, let's talk about Bournemouth. So Bournemouth have just... They're off the back of a 6-1... win at home to Hull.
Spurs reject 11.
Yeah. Mason scored, actually, didn't he?
Did Saturday.
Imagine having Huddleston, Livermore and Mason in your
Dawson.
Team.
That's some mobility, isn't
Dawson,
it?
Dawson's well injured, isn't he, at the moment?
Yeah. He's got a knee.
He's just got one.
He's got a problem.
But with Toby out, are we worried about it? You know, any team on... who's just beat someone 6-1, however bad Hull are, they're going to be on a high at least. They're going to want to test our defence, aren't they? So
Hull are a decent side, but they won't be able to cope with us, as we proved both times we played. I think
Bournemouth,
Bournemouth.
Hull aren't a decent side.
I was going to say, as soon as you started, I was like, Hull are what?
Yeah, sorry. they just gave Mike Phelan the job as well.
Yeah, they did.
First game, lost 6-1 away to Bournemouth, who was shite.
Yeah.
But
you just said they were.
No, you didn't. Bournemouth are a decent side. They're a nice attacking side going forward, but they're never going to be a match for us. We beat them 9-1 in aggregate last year.
Yeah, 8-1.
8-1. Yeah. We absolutely smashed them. Mm. And stick Dyer on Wilshere, we'll be all right. But although Harry Arter, I think, is their best player going forward.
Yeah, he's a good player. Quite like Wilson as well. Wilson's a handful.
Adam Smith's come on really well as well.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels. Don't know if he's even fit, but I mean, what we're doing now is essentially listing Bournemouth players because we don't really know that much about them, do we?
Well, Adam Smith came through our...
he did. I was there for his debut. It was 2-0 at home to Fulham when it was in the last day of the season and he came on a right back, and that was just before the Champions League, the Chelsea Champions League final.
Good.
A bit depressing. Go on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Any side that comes up and survives relegation is going to be, you know, they're going to have had that kind of acid test of can you survive in the top flight. So they've obviously shown themselves good enough to be in the league. I don't think we can expect a 5-1, which is what, was it 5-1 away last season?
Yeah, it was like a cup tie.
Well, they scored in like 30 seconds or something ridiculous, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then we went full out of Boric.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we absolutely slammed them. But
he's too fat to be a goalkeeper, isn't he?
You think it'd help?
He's a bit of a throwback, actually. Do you remember like
Pressman? Mark Crossley and Kevin Pressman.
Neville Southall.
They're all porkers. Yeah.
Have a packet of crisps and sit on the treadmill. Yeah.
How do you sit on a treadmill?
You turn it off. And obviously, I know it's sacrilege, but they've managed to get Wilshere, who is a player with international experience. That's not international quality. He's got international experience. Yeah. And he's a tidy enough player. And so they're obviously going to be a better prospect than they were last year. You'd still expect us to go there and do it. I think a lot depends on how much tomorrow takes it out of us.
Yeah.
Because it's an early kickoff as well.
Yeah, we did the same against City, though.
But they played on the Wednesday.
Did you say tomorrow's an early kickoff?
No, Bournemouth said 12:30 on Saturday.
Yeah. I hope the flag gets in.
So, so there might be a bit of a few freshness issues. Yeah. You don't know. And it's away from home.
That's a fair point.
We've not had a great game, just... Last gone
3-0,
but
fair enough.
That said,
well,
the mighty Tottenham should do it.
Yeah, we're just better than them, really. Let's move on, let's do some listener questions to finish up. Bankrupt Spurs at Bankrupt Spurs, which manager, past or present, would cause you to stop following the club? I think he's qualified this by saying it's not just past, present of Spurs, it's across the land.
Tim Sherwood.
Yeah, that
to be completely predictable.
Yeah, but
I hate that prick.
That old trope.
I think to be fair, nothing would make me stop wanting to support Spurs unless we went and employed, you know, Sol Campbell as manager.
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, you know, it's not beyond the realm.
We should do that just for a laugh. See what happens.
Test people's resolve.
Yeah. Let's see who the real loyalty points are. But I don't think there's anyone. There's people that made me lose interest. I would happily miss games. I remember going to the North London Derby under Sherwood. We went 1-0 down. Couldn't give a shit.
We went. It was a great goal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we went
50 seconds or something.
I was behind that goal.
Couldn't give a shit.
But we actually played really well in that game.
Yeah, we did. Chadley sort of equalised stuff. But the whole time it was like when I left the stadium. If we lose 1-0 to Arsenal now at home in the league, it would hurt me. Yeah, it really would. Even drawing 2-2 last season hurt me. But that's why I love Pochettino so much. He made me actually love Tottenham again at a time when I didn't really give that much. I mean, I liked AVB. Can't say I ever really loved him that much. I thought I did at the time, and then you get Pochettino and you realise what real love is.
Yeah, exactly.
But Sherwood, I couldn't care less. I knew we weren't going to qualify for Champions League, knew we weren't going anywhere in the Europa League. Doesn't matter, you know, the fight back against...
Lost to West Ham 17 times. And
it was just awful, wasn't it?
I didn't mind Sherwood that much.
I know you didn't mind him, but I certainly didn't care about
It wasn't...
I hated him.
I just thought it was a bit of entertainment, not what otherwise was a god-awful season, so... I can forgive him for that. I know.
I think he made it a god awful season.
He's awful. Really? He's an awful man.
He brought a bit of excitement back for a short period of time. You know, even if it was just ridiculous.
Play anyone in their proper position.
Yeah, but it was just ridiculous. It was
Chadley at centre midfield.
Yeah, but the season was finished, and
I think the worry,
you might as well just like go mental and do something stupid.
I can look back at it now and with the. Oh, it wasn't that funny.
At the time, I had a season ticket and I just stopped going.
I worried.
I stopped going.
I worried that he would be... He was given
100-mile round trip. What was the point?
It was just not, yeah, not.
I don't think. Honestly, I'm surprised it could be so naive to think he would have been made a permanent manager. This was the thing that never, I could not believe people actually thought he was going to be the permanent manager. And I just couldn't understand why people were getting upset about it. If ever there was a caretaker manager, that was it.
A PE teacher.
Well, and that's my two pence worth.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're not all as smart as you.
Manager, that I'd really, Alan Pardew.
I don't,
oh, really?
Smug yeah. prick.
I don't mind handsome pards.
He's not handsome, though, is he?
He is quite handsome.
No, he's not.
He is when you meet him. He's very...
dreamy eyes.
No, he's just very... what's the word I'm looking for? Charismatic. Charismatic.
Smug. Oh, touchy, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Wandering hands.
It's not going to libel, but it strikes
allegedly.
I don't think he'd make me stop watching.
Spurs legend.
Yeah. That one Inter Toto appearance. I don't think there's not one out there. A bit of a left field, and I appreciate that it wouldn't maybe be... I don't think he'd be popular in some circles, but I wouldn't like Mourinho as manager.
No. There used to be a group of people on Twitter that quite fancied Tony Pulis as manager.
Did, yeah. Yeah, I mentioned that while really drunk on Saturday at a party. I started drunk tweeting...
wasn't obvious.
Yeah, I know. Why did people want Pulis? I don't get it. I don't understand what...
It's just contrary nonsense, isn't it? I guess. That's all it is. It's just someone trying to, I don't know,
a good old stir British some Pulis, shit.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right, bangers and mash.
Next question, because we've not got too long. Tottenham podcast at Tottenham, which is a decent podcast, by the way, from the States. And one of the guys who's on it, or who started it, is someone that I've spoken to for quite a few years. And it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Chuck. Isn't that a good American
That's
name?
That's a proper
well?
American
Chuck
name.
Chuck Givens!
Is that his name?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Happy birthday, mate.
Is it short for Charlie?
I don't know. Don't know him that well. if Cameron Carter-Vickers is ahead of Vimmer at centre-back, how long until Vimmer says, fuck this, and leaves?
End of the season.
I think he's gone in January, to be honest. I think he's going to go on loan. He'll do what Townsend did. He'll go on loan and then we'll sell him at the end of the season.
No, I don't think so.
He's still quite
I don't think he'd sell him mid-season.
I don't think.
Not with... Because it's going to then leave us... You know, we've just had a centre-back injured. Mm. There's no reason why Jan doesn't get injured next week. And then you're kind of down. I think Poch will keep the squad as it is, as close as much as he can possibly. Maybe add... I don't see anyone leaving in January.
There's been a few murmurings from Vimmer's camp, though, hasn't there? About, like, oh, it's...
It wasn't anything overly...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, but you don't get that from anyone else at the moment. And when that does start to come out, they don't generally last long under Poch, do they?
I'm not saying he's going to feature. I just don't think we'd sell them in January, because it leaves us exposed. And if we're still in the Champions League, we've still got the... Bearing in mind, FA Cup kicks off in January as well. Potentially a few competitions still going. I don't see us.
I think Poch likes to do that a little bit. He likes to keep his
bit of brinksmanship.
Yeah, he likes to keep his scissors in his condom drawer. there's something about it that he just seems to like to. He likes to almost challenge himself a little bit. I agree. It would leave us really light. Like we'd really struggle, but. I don't know. I don't think
it's a bit cavalier him. That though, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's not beyond him. We played a whole season with one striker.
Son is a striker now. No, no one's questioning that now,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, fair play. So you guys don't think he's gone? Or Jim, what do you think?
I think end of the season. If he doesn't feature much, at the end of the day, he's a very good player. So he would be starting in most teams throughout Europe at our level or below. So
still only 25 as well, isn't he? So.
I don't know, I thought he was 23, but...
Oh, yeah, might be. So he's got plenty of years ahead of him. It's not exactly... He's not
but he's coming into his prime. He's going to want to be playing.
I think he'll go at the end of the season, regardless, even if he starts getting game time. I mean, he's going to have to overhaul the best centre-half pairing in the league. Mm. And there's no way that's happening anytime soon, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's it.
Fair enough. Last question. Brett Nurse at BR Nurse. Given the love between Tony and Jan...
Tony?
Hello, Toby and Jan. Which player do you think you would have the best chemistry with? Who do you reckon you could go on like a proper night out with and have a sort of a friends for life at the end of it?
Me and Dyer? Do each other's hair?
Although, like something strikes me, I think Eric Dyer and Dele Alli, it's a good bromance, but Eric Dyer definitely leads that. I think he's the stronger of the two.
He's a strong, silent type, isn't he?
A bit, yeah.
Dembele as well, though, because I think, you know, him and I could just, like... I bet he's the sort to, like, read poetry. And I think I'd like to hear him in his, like, Flemish accent, just reading me
poetry. Not a chance.
No, he doesn't strike me... He strikes me as the sort of guy that would sit at the corner of the bar and not speak to anyone.
No, that's because he would.
You've thought about this, haven't you, mate?
That's the end of that.
Drawn a few pictures, you know.
People say that they'd like to go on a night out with Loris, and I just don't... I think it'd be,
it'd be quite
boring.
Cultured, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but...
He'll probably take you up the Shard. have a nice glass of wine.
I don't. He doesn't strike me as that good company, yeah. Really.
Well, these breadsticks are nice.
It'd be good if he took you home to meet Marine, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, but I don't. It doesn't strike me as the sort of thing that would be high on the agenda of a night out for Hugo.
Toby
would be a good night out, I imagine, yeah. Jan would be another one that would be a little bit.
I reckon Jan would be all right. I reckon he's a laugh once you get to know him.
Who do you reckon the biggest drinker is? I know not many of them will be, but I think there's got to be one that's like,
so
come on,
lads. So if
they
had normal lives, if they weren't footballers, this is how I always think that you have to look at it.
Vimmer, definitely.
Yeah, Vimmer's. Vimmer would be about 23 stone as well. He'd just be
first
like,
in the kebab shop.
Yeah, donuts at work and stuff. Like, yeah, I think that Vimmer would probably be a big drinker. I think Walker would probably have it as well.
Proper hype would be on the Red Bulls and whatnot.
Walker would do my head in, I think.
Do you think?
He's
really?
He's so thick.
But he's apparently like the nicest guy at the
club.
Yeah,
he might be really nice, but...
He would do anything for anyone. Like Dan said it a few times.
Do you think he'd be like one of those really loud banter boys? You know, that's like...
Yeah, I can't
be doing
with that.
Talk, shouts.
And plus, it's coming up to Halloween, so he's going to do a stupid fucking scary video soon, isn't he?
Do you reckon they do the clowns just to keep it...
Can you imagine?
Have you seen any scary clowns?
Yeah, I have. I don't like it.
I've not.
Have you?
What, in real life? No, I haven't. If I did, I genuinely would... Like, if one ran at my car...
Careful what you say, in the words of Eric Dyer.
But I couldn't give a shit. If one ran at my car with a... Like, I'm not joking. They're going around with chainsaws. Like, and it's not... They're not doing anything, but they're scaring people with it. One comes at my car with a chainsaw, you're getting run over. It's happening. Sorry, you can take that.
Okay, mate.
You.
All right. I don't know who it would be. They're probably all knobs, aren't they, in real life?
We do hate to think it, but they are probably all dickheads.
They're just like pampered children who've never grown, had to grow up.
Get a real life Tottenham.
But do you not think
get a real job? Potch. I'd go on Potch. Go out with Potch.
Yeah, Potch would be a good night out.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Very good night out.
Yeah. There you go, Brett.
Steak. Argentinian steak. Red wine.
Well, he had Levy good round, stories. Didn't he, for the Leicester game? Like the Leicester... Was it West Ham last season? Just like, while we were still in the title race. And Leicester drew at home to West Ham. Mm. And he had... Levy round to, this was before our Monday night fixture against Stoke, the first one, and everything was still good. He was like, yeah, he came round, we had like a glass of wine and stuff like that. It's like, that is to be a fly on the wall of that conversation. Can you imagine? I don't think Levy gives much away, and I don't think Poch wants to do the same either.
But I think Poch would be quite convinced. He's the sort of guy that would convince you to get a tattoo on a night out.
Like, really? Yeah. But not him.
Not him. He'd be like, yeah, God, you know, he'd egg you on. You'd be like, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking you could get Poch ball across your knuckles, actually. It works so well.
You really could, actually.
In heavy metal with italics or something, you know, I don't know.
Love and hate, Poch and ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been fun. thanks very much for coming down, guys.
Cheers,
in the new
not that
improved
far.
Studio.
Imagine this sounds shit.
Oh, honestly, yeah. Or if like downstairs they've got some masons that just start clapping right at the end. Thanks very much, guys. Dan's going to be back next week, as far as I know. Well, hopefully. You know what he's like with the ultras. He got away from the Russian ones, so...
He tried to claim that Russia's a nice place, didn't he?
I think he was right.
It's a big place. Bits of it can't... It can't all be shit, you know. I'd imagine.
Can't help it. That's on TripAdvisor.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he genuinely did like it. I think that he shouldn't really be moaning that much, Dan, about the travel. He gets to go to Monaco in about 3 weeks. He's done Russia. He's done. When else are you going to do Russia? What other opportunity are you going to do Russia?
I wonder if he'll go for the World Cup. Probably not.
I don't think anyone is probably going to be going up for the World Cup. Anyway, let's end this now. Guys, thanks so much for coming down.
Cheers, mate.
We'll see you again soon. We'll see you next week for the Bournemouth review and whoever we've got after that. Thanks very much for joining us. Come on, you Spurs.